You're with the Oasis on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. So the Toronto Fringe Festival begins tomorrow, a sure sign of summer. 150-plus productions that cover it all. Drama, comedy, family-friendly, musical theater, and a pop-up patio. This is an event that profiles the work of great artists and sometimes paves the path to Mirvish or Broadway. Trey Anthony's De Kink in My Hair, Britta Johnson's Life After, Kim's Convenience, and even the mega Tony Award-winning hit Come From Away. All getting their starts at The Fringe. It is 31 years for the festival, and the productions will take place at 46 separate venues, including Streetcar Crow's Nest at Dundas and Carlaw, The Fringe's first foray into the East End. With me now to talk about the Fringe Festival and her brand new production, The Big House, is Tracy Aaron Smith. Welcome, Tracy.
Thanks, Mark.
Great to have you here. So Solo Theater, that's your theater company.
Yep.
And I think what you do with this company really does embody the spirit of Fringe. In fact, they label you as a Fringe favorite over the years. And tell me about what you're doing with this company and why it works so well with the Fringe MO.
Oh, what an exciting question. So my vision, since I created Solo Theater and the process that's involved with it in 2002, has been almost to democratize the stage.
Right.
And that means that I believe everyone deserves to be seen and heard. Everybody's story has value for the person who's telling it and for the listeners. And so for years now, I've been working with everything from doctors, drag queens, street workers, housemakers, and helping them put their story on stage.
A diverse group of people, too. Maybe this is something I look at what you've done and I think it's a little bit ahead of the curve too.
What?
I only say that because you're helping to tell stories that have gone under the radar for so long, and that just it seems like so important within the arts community right now.
I think so. I mean, something very deep happens when you take people whose stories aren't normally heard and you put them in the spotlight.
Right.
There is a humanizing of that particular group. So empathy opens. There's more compassion from the mainstream.
Helps us understand each other.
100%. Helps us understand each other and make someone a 360 human being, not a stereotype.
By the way, you can look at that list of shows over the years. TracyAaronSmith.com is the place to visit. Tell us about Big House. You're at the main space at Factory Theater. Bathurst in Adelaide, and we were just talking on our way here. It sounds like you had this incredible idea, and now you have to put it into play. Yeah,
the show The Big House is a really wild ride, and I've sort of written it as if it was a feature film, but I'm going to play all the parts, and I do. And it started me. I got started on a crazy journey a couple of years ago when I went to see a healer, and he basically, in front of the entire room, described to me the horrible death he saw ahead of me if I didn't make some changes. So this sent me on a wild path, and I found myself in a level 4 maximum security men's prison in California, just trying things, you know what I mean? Like, what's going to change me? And then I thought, how interesting that I'm here in a prison. And then I realized, oh, this is not my first time in a men's prison. And when I was 7, my father was incarcerated, and I visited him when I was 7. So the show, really, the main stories, the main narratives are my childhood, when my father was incarcerated and we lost everything, and visiting him in prison as a child. And then as an adult, spending time with these men, I was part of a program that taught them entrepreneurial skills so they could start their own businesses. So I was like a Dragon's Den type judge. And we got to hear all their business pitches, but we also did some very personal work. So there was tears and dancing and laughing.
That is an incredible story. There are about 6 times I wanted to stop you and say, what are you exactly happened here? But you've given us a bit of a view into what you're doing, and very personal show for you.
So people might be listening right now, and maybe they haven't been to Fringe in a while, or maybe never. How should they approach this event if they really want to?
Oh, Fringe is like an amazing multicolored buffet.
Uh-huh.
So I would definitely read the lists of what shows are...
You have an exotic dish that you are offering.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Thank you. Called The Big House.
Playing into the metaphor.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. So I would take the advice in the media of what shows are being recommended, but I would also close your eyes and pick something random.
Right.
And it's only an hour of your life. It may change your life, it may not, but either way, you can talk about it after.
I think it sounds great. I think this journey that you went on is the fact that you've now tried to put it into, like you say, into an hour is fantastic. And I'm looking forward to hearing all about The Big House. So
awesome.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mark.
All the best. It is a one-woman show. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Wow.
So with an amazing team behind me.
Amazing team behind it. The Fringe Fest gets underway tomorrow. FringeToronto.com if you'd like to learn about The Big House and all the other productions. It runs through the 14th.